Now, the PM surprise general election 2017 Chris Mason desk of election news with Chris Mason. Tonight, with Chris Mason.
And so again, a terrorist attack and the grim repetition of a grim but horribly familiar timetable. Outrage, horror, heroism, stoicism. Questions for our leaders and those who aspire to leaders, and all this just 3 days before a general election. So national security has inevitably become the big talking point on the campaign trail today. And the question is blunt. Which leader do you think has the best chance of keeping us safe? Here is Theresa May's pitch.
In this election, there is one leader who has made it his life's ambition to get rid of Trident, and one who is committed to keeping it. One leader who has boasted about opposing every single counter-terror law, and one who has been responsible for passing them. One leader who has opposed the use of shoot to kill and given cover to the IRA when they bombed and shot our citizens, and who now, in the midst of an election campaign, wants to do all he can to hide or deny those views.
To Middlesbrough next. Drizzle, brollies, placards, and the Labour leader getting off his bus. He told the enthusiastically damp crowd,
"We're not going to allow anybody to dictate how we live our lives or how we go about enjoying ourselves." And for those people that imagine somehow or other these kind of terrorist attacks are going to deter us from exercising our democratic right to have our election to decide who our government is going to be, wrong. We carry on. Democracy will prevail.
He, like Tim Harford earlier here, talked about police numbers, because since Theresa May was appointed Home Secretary in 2010, there are fewer conventional police officers in England and Wales and fewer armed ones. Mrs May's record on security had already prompted Steve Hilton, a former aide to David Cameron, to suggest that she should resign rather than seek re-election. And then Jeremy Corbyn was asked by ITV News the same question, and he said he agreed. But given he wants her job by Friday morning anyway, is that much of a big deal? So asked our man Dan Johnson as Mr C was about to leap back on his bus. Mr Corbyn said, well,
there's an election on Thursday, that's the chance. And there's a call being made by people in the emergency services who say that cuts in police numbers during her time at the Home Office are appalling, and that's has to be challenged, and it's been challenged.
You're not calling for her to go right now?
We're calling for a restoration of police numbers, and there's a call being made for her to go because of what she's done on the police numbers.
To Edinburgh next, and Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron.
You cannot keep Britain safe on the cheap. And what the Liberal Democrats are committing to do is to put £300 million a year additionally into policing. And Theresa May, who has made a choice to give away corporation tax cuts to very wealthy corporations and at the same time to cut funding for the police. There is a test of security, and Theresa May has failed that test.
And staying in Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon was on Woman's Hour this morning, the programme that gave Jeremy Corbyn a mauling and which Theresa May wouldn't even go on. The SNP leader said the government should publish a report that David Cameron commissioned into the funding of extremist groups, saying there was a suspicion it would show that money was coming from Saudi Arabia.
The first step is to publish a report like this, and let's have an honest debate. I do think we should be asking some very serious questions about arms sales to countries like Saudi Arabia. There are so many issues that have to be confronted as part of this, and we can't pick and choose. Some of them will be difficult, some of them will be extremely difficult. But if we're serious about doing everything possible to stem this kind of threat, then that's the kind of approach we've got to take.
Let's drop in on a spat that's broken out between the leader of the free world, as the cliche goes, and a local politician from a funny-shaped island in Northern Europe. I talk of Messrs Trump and Khan, president over there, London mayor over here. It all started when Sadiq Khan said this yesterday.
You will see an increased police presence today, including armed officers and uniformed officers. There's no reason to be alarmed by this. We are the safest global city in the world.
Shortly afterwards, the President of the United States tweeted, at least 7 dead and 48 wounded in a terror attack, and the Mayor of London says there is no reason to be alarmed. The Mayor's spokesman said he has more important things to do than respond to Donald Trump's ill-informed tweet. Enter an attempt to calm things down. The acting US ambassador to the UK, Lou Lukens, said, "I commend the strong leadership of the Mayor of London." And even the Conservative Prime Minister had this to say about the Labour Mayor.
Sadiq Khan is doing a good job. I've said that. I think Sadiq Khan is doing a good job. And it's wrong to say anything else. He is doing a good job.
But President Trump wasn't done. Pathetic excuse by London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who had to think fast on his no reason to be alarmed statement. MSM is working hard to sell it, he said. If you're sensible enough not to spend too much time on social media, MSM stands for mainstream media, and rarely to keyboard warriors of the anonymous or presidential kind is it used as a compliment. Incidentally, Mr Khan chipped in on police funding today, saying London had lost thousands of police staff since 2010 when the Conservatives returned to government. Let me end tonight reflecting on what has dominated politics today and so many conversations over the last few weeks. That word, terrorism, I guess the clue is in the title. It's there to terrorise. When one of your own colleagues from your own newsroom is caught up in what happened, it rams home how random, how arbitrary it is. You might have seen her or heard her on the telly or radio over the weekend, Holly Jones. She was crossing London Bridge when that van sped towards her. She was very lucky and was unhurt. And we send her our best wishes tonight.